You're listening to Beyond Bourbon Street, an insider's guide to New Orleans. Beyond Bourbon Street is the podcast where we explore the food, music, culture, places, and people that make New Orleans unique. Whether you are planning a trip, living in New Orleans, or simply wanting a taste of the Crescent City from wherever you are, you've come to the right place. And now, your host, Mark Bologna.
Hey y'all, this is Mark. Welcome to episode 197. Today's episode is all about View Orleans, a combination indoor-outdoor observation deck high atop the city, together with a series of interactive exhibits. The last show was all about exploring the Mississippi River on a cruise ship. If you missed it, go back and give it a listen. I think you'll enjoy it. Before we jump in, let me talk about the people that make this show possible. Support comes from the Historic New Orleans Collection, the city's premier history museum located at 520 Royal Street in the heart of the French Quarter. Check out their online publication called First Draft. It's a combination blog and online exhibition space at hnoc.org/firstdraft. From December 8, 2023 through May 10, 2024, check out their exhibit titled A Mystic Brotherhood, Fraternal Orders of New Orleans. For centuries, Freemasons, Odd Fellows, and other similar fraternal organizations have contributed to the network of benevolent and mutual aid societies that cradle New Orleans' social, cultural, and civic life. Through objects and images drawn from the HNOC's collections, the new exhibition explores the sometimes hidden history of these organizations and illuminates how they helped shape today's city. Additionally, their permanent exhibit on French Quarter life is an immersive experience worth a visit. As always, the Historic New Orleans Collection is free, yet it somehow continues to fly under the radar. Go to hnoc.org/visit to plan your trip. If you own a copy of my Beyond Bourbon Street travel guide, you've seen the work of James Cullen of Accidental Cajun Photography. Whether it's portraits, events, weddings, or lifestyle or photojournalism, Accidental Cajun Photography provides quality and value. James also offers photography instruction and sells his fine art prints at theaccidentalcajun.com. For inquiries, email James at accidentalcajun@gmail.com. Now let's jump into today's episode. As I mentioned at the top, today's episode is about View Orleans. To help us learn more about this unique attraction, I am joined by Karen Coaxum, one of the part of the marketing team here at View Orleans. Karen, how are you?
Good morning. Good afternoon. Great. Thank you.
I'm happy to have you. I'm happy to be here with you.
I love and appreciate anybody who wants to know about this wonderful attraction we have here.
So we're going to learn all about View Orleans. But first, we were talking a little bit off air. You're a New Orleans girl.
Yes.
Grew up in Pontchartrain Park.
Yes.
Yeah. And we have a lot in common. But you went to St. Mary's,
I think. Yes, St. Mary's, right? Academy.
That struck me when I read that, because part of what we'll get into here is marching bands. And St. Mary's had a proud tradition, I think, of being involved in Carnival and Mardi Gras. I went to Brother Martin in Gentilly, so I was a member of the marching band. So tell me a little bit about growing up. You grew up in Pontchartrain Park. You went to St. Mary's. What was it like?
The most spellbinding experience. You know, when you're young and you don't, and for the kids out there and for people who have kids, the kids don't realize how important it is to have that foundation of where you grew up. Everybody's proud about where they grew up, where they're from, you know, where did you grow up, where did you go to school. In New Orleans, we asked, where'd you go to high school?
Uh-huh.
And I had the fortune, was fortunate to have gone to the school run by the Sisters of the Holy Family, who of course have history in the French Quarter, and still open, as a matter of fact, 100 and plus years. So I'm real proud of that, and as I should be.
Yeah. And we were talking about, we both have a love of New Orleans food and have our fingers in New Orleans food. I was pleased to hear, so my family, longtime listeners know, my family owned Teddy's Grill on Franklin Avenue, and I was pleased to hear that your family, your daughter, is part of Munch Factory.
Yeah, daughter and son-in-law owned the Munch Factory, which was two doors away on Franklin.
Got their start right next door, right?
Absolutely.
Has moved around a bunch. You can still get Munch Factory food out. Can you get out at the golf course at Pontchartrain Park?
Yes, at the historic Joseph Bartholomew Golf Course out in Pontchartrain Park.
And in at the airport.
And the new airport. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, here's an insider tip for you. Check out the Grits Bowl. It's got roast beef debris in it and green onions and cheese over cheese grits. So this is not an ad for the Munch Bowl, but I love it.
Thank you.
So I was excited to hear about that connection. So let's talk a little bit about, well, I guess we should start with, what is View Orleans? How would you describe it?
View Orleans is the vehicle that transports visitors into feeling that they are experiencing and going through the history of New Orleans live, if that makes any sense to anyone. Because you read history books and you hear history lessons in school, and some people say it's a little boring, except for people who love history. But Vue Orleans is for all the senses, including eating, because we have a cafe.
That's right.
We'll get to that a little bit later, maybe.
Yeah.
But sights, sounds, textures, there are things on every piece of every wall in the attraction, of little nuggets of things that represent what makes New Orleans so special and so unique.
Yeah, I think that's a really neat description, because it's not a museum. It's an exhibit space, but it's a permanent installation, if you will. You have, as we're going to get into, you have observation decks. You have interactive displays. There's really a lot going on. So I like that description. It is immersive gets overused, but it does feel immersive, I think, when you're in it. So we're going to get into all that, but let's tell people first, where are we located? Where are we at? Where is it?
Vue Orleans entrance is at the foot of Canal Street. So everybody, even if you don't give a physical address to, you know where the foot of Canal Street is, at Convention Center Boulevard and Canal Street. Its entrance is on a second floor portion of the Four Seasons Hotel, which is at 2 Canal Street, at the foot of Canal also. You enter on the second floor where there's parts of the attraction and exhibits on that floor. But the thrilling part of the attraction are the elevators and the elevator ride up to the 33rd floor of the building, which was formerly the World Trade Center's famous either top of the Mart bar or top of the Mart that used to revolve. It doesn't revolve now.
Right.
But and then the added little pieces that the top of the building, the 34th floor, which was not accessible before, is the 360-degree outdoor observatory, observation deck.
Yep, that's where we're at now, recording, actually, up in the little cafe, which we'll talk about in a bit. But yeah, so we're down at the foot of Canal Street, as you mentioned. Easy to get to if you're in the French Quarter or the CBD or the Warehouse District, right by the end of the Canal Street streetcar line, or the start of the Canal Street streetcar line, I guess. Not right across the street from the casino and in the new Four Seasons building. So it's an old building that's been completely renovated, both for the hotel, but also for Vue Orleans. I want to get into the exhibit or the exhibition itself, but first, do you have a sense of how it came to be? Like, how did someone dream up this idea, I wonder?
Well, there were a lot of road trips involved with the development team. And the beauty of renovating this building that sat vacant for so long is such a beautiful piece of real estate.
Yeah.
Their vision was to have something that would just be a benchmark and bring people back to the river and bring them to the building. Because a beautiful hotel is one thing, but to have an attraction that's open to anyone and everyone was part of the vision of this building. And I think that was a remarkable thought process that was done to have something that would be, you know, open to the public, not just the hotel, but to have something that spotlights the city, and the views are phenomenal.
Yeah, the views are amazing. But when you first come in, so you come in on the second floor, and the experience hits you right away. So you walk up to these, I'll let you describe them, but to this wall, I guess, that you interact with, and there are, I think, a dozen different characters, and I use that word loosely, but characters portrayed. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is that you're experiencing when you walk up there?
Absolutely. There are 12 people who have come to life. They're life size. You pass your hand in front of the menu, and you can select or look at one, two, or all of them. And each character was cast meticulously to be costumed in their era of when they were here in New Orleans. And they're actually talking to you, and you're standing right in front of them. And they give you just a few minutes of their history of what it took to help build this city and to make it what it is. And then while that's going on, there's a confluence of culture wall moving as we speak and as you look. And you can put your hand out and don't even have to touch it. And you can put your hand in front of something on the wall, and it will bring up something about Mardi Gras, something about the Indians, or something about, you know, Leinheimers and just anything about New Orleans that you want to read about while you're standing there.
Yeah, there's a couple of things I want to break apart there. First, the wall, because when you said it, it made me think about another thing that took place really close to here, and that was the World's Fair back in 84, mm-hmm. and they had the Wonder Wall. And the Wonder Wall in its day was a little bit like a tactile version of this, in that there were all these things related to New Orleans along the wall. But when you come into Vue Orleans, you have this digital space mm-hmm. that's really audio doesn't do it justice, right? You put your hand out, you don't have to touch the wall, you just point, and your hand becomes sort of a pointer, a mouse pointer, if you will. And you're right, you can pop up something about Leidenheimer's Bakery or about the Mardi Gras Indians, about jazz, about mm-hmm. all kinds of things. And it's just scrolling past you, all these little vignettes of New Orleans. And that's pretty amazing. But these life-size portrayals that you mentioned, it's really in this post-COVID world, you don't have to touch anything. So that's pretty interesting. Again, mm-hmm. you put your hand out and it becomes a pointer, if you will. But they really do feel like they're talking to you. The Baroness Pontalba really mm-hmm. jumped out at me. And that actress has got not only the period dress, but has the accent that Absolutely. You would expect. You have a young Bienville. I don't remember all 12, but...
Well, Henriette DeLille, the founders of the Sisters of the Holy
course.
Family.
There you go.
And Marie Laveau, and it's just breathtaking. And you can find out, about the exhibits and the attraction on the website, of course. But it's nothing like being here
in
person.
No, it's really, and you jump into it right from the go. You know, you're, 100 feet inside the door and you're interacting immediately, which is really neat. But it does feel like those characters are talking to you. Mm-hmm. It feels like they're making eye contact because they are life size. It's a really neat display, and then with the wall behind it. So then you kind of go past that, not too far. I don't want to give the whole thing away because I want people to come visit, but you get into the cafe. Mm-hmm. There's two cafes here. There's a virtual cafe, right? Tell us a little bit about what you experience when you go to that next part, that cafe part.
The Story Cafe that looks like a cafe because it has the stools. You sit, and you can touch the screen and order up. One of the many fabulous dishes of our region, not just New Orleans. And it'll have Poppy Tucker and Chef Kevin Belton. They will come on the screen and make your selection, tell you what's in it, show you it while it's being cooked, and virtually serve it up to you.
Yep.
And we got the notion to add things to the cafe upstairs because everybody wanted to eat after that.
Oh, that makes sense. It's really, it's so well done. You sit at a bar stool, just like an old time lunch counter. You have a virtual menu that looks kind of old fashioned, and you punch it up, and Kevin and Poppy pop on the screen and cook up the dessert or the food or whatever it might be, a muffalata they do. Mm-hmm. They do a Ramos Gin Fizz. They do a bunch of different Bananas Foster, I remember yesterday checking it out. And the way the screens are, it really feels like it almost surrounds you a little bit.
And it's in three languages.
So
it's French, Spanish, and English.
Yes, right. Plus it's closed captioned,
yes.
I think, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so it really is. I love the French and the Spanish, too. One, obviously it's accessible to more people, but two, it gets to our culture and our history here. And so having that is one of those many touches around this place that feels like it was very intentional.
Mm-hmm. The details.
Yeah, the details. Again, you get the exhibits, as you go through them, have so many local personalities in them. So even when you start with these historical characters at the start, they would have been the popular people at their time, very influential, very significant people in our culture, in our history here. And then you go and you see Kevin, who's a local celebrity chef on TV, and Poppy Tucker's got her own show and does a lot of things in the food world here in New Orleans. And then you kind of meander into this next part where it looks like old-time gramophones mm-hmm. coming from the ceiling. And tell us a little bit about what you experienced there.
There are different genres of New Orleans music. And a lot of people forget the different types of music that we've been listening to through the ages. Mm-hmm. And you can listen to all of them, some of them. It's little snippets. Mm-hmm. And same thing, you just put your hand as a pointer to the areas you want to listen to, including bounce.
Yep.
And you can stand there and you don't really get bothered by any of the other sights and sounds around you. You feel like you're just there, right there in the moment. It's just fascinating because I forget about how many different types of music that originated out of New Orleans are still popular. And you could just listen to that all the whole time that you're here and come back to it if you want. You know, you
yeah.
can skip around.
I don't know, 7 or 8 different genres portrayed there. You got funk and jazz, of course, but you mentioned bounce. It made us laugh when we saw that. We thought mm-hmm. this is great. Like mm-hmm. it's up to date, right? Music is ever evolving and New Orleans music is ever evolving. And there are great little vignettes. Irma Thomas plays a big role in Foo Orleans overall. We'll get to one of her other features later, but she's featured in that section. Dr. John, Alan Toussaint, of course, is featured there. And you're right, it does. You're in a room and there's 3 or 4 of these sort of spaces so that different guests can be visiting at the same time. But the moment you step there, it feels like you're in a sound booth almost. Mm-hmm. It's a really neat trick, however they did that, that you're just standing underneath its gramophone, but it does feel like you're alone.
Some people dance, and right. we've seen people dancing and taking pictures, and we encourage anyone to take video and pictures and post them and share them.
Yeah, it's really, it's fun. It's fun. It's a fun way to get, and again, as we were talking right at the top, I wouldn't call the experience a museum. But there are museum-like qualities to it. So you can certainly get an education, but it is in a fun way. There's not a ton of reading. There's a ton of interaction. Again, whether it's the characters of the wall or Kevin and Poppy or the musician area or the music area, it's really interactive. Now, right there, you do have some artifacts from Mardi Gras.
Oh, we say the walls speak. the walls talk.
Some really great, a bunch of things. I think there's a Zulu coconut there.
There's king cake babies. There's tap shoes.
Helmet from St. Aug Marching yeah, 100. Yeah. There's a lot of little, but they're easy. And they just kind of blend in. You almost don't notice them at first. And then you step back and you say, oh, what's this? And it really draws your attention in. Mm-hmm. And that's all like right on the second floor, right? When you first get out, you haven't even gotten up to the sort of the main attraction,
that's
if you
right.
will. And then there's a movie that you stop in and see, and maybe I'll get you to describe it, because, again, it almost feels 3D to me. It's on 3 walls. It's a
yes.
short little film.
And it's narrated by Irma Thomas,
yes.
and it talks about the music and the history of New Orleans from the very beginning, and even just a short time. I think it's probably just 9 minutes, mm-hmm. and it's all about the music, and it is almost like 3D, because there's... It surrounds you.
Right, it's 3 screens
surrounds
around you.
It's not very long, but it's very colorful, always moving. Again, it's closed captioning is in French, Spanish, and English, and Miss Thomas's voice is just so melodious, you
yeah.
know, as she talks us through it.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. It starts back at the earliest times, and it talks about the enslaved and Congo Square and the musical traditions coming through, and then there's scenes of jazz being played, and it's a really neat... I don't know, I've been in some of those, and you go into the little movie, and it's okay. And this was really fun. It was, mm-hmm. you know, Irma Thomas's voice, of course, is amazing. So you hear that as a local. Mm-hmm. Again, you and I were talking before we came on. There's so much here, both for locals and visitors. You know, these little nuanced things that maybe you don't get if you're not from here, but you do get. We sat down and then heard Irma Thomas's voice and both looked at each other and kind of smiled, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really cool thing. She's, you know, sort of the queen of New Orleans at
yes.
this point in her career. So you watch this really great video. It's well done. Like you said, it does feel, because it's on 3 screens, it's hard to describe, but you're sitting on a bench and on 3 sides of you, there are full-length screens. And so it feels very much that you're in it. And then you leave and you go in the elevator. And maybe I'll save that, right?
Yeah, we're going to save that.
So you got to come to experience the elevator. I won't tell you about that, but that's pretty interesting. But you come up to the 33rd floor.
Mm-hmm. It's a minute ride.
A minute.
Mm-hmm.
So that also makes sense for the part we won't talk about. But you come up into this just panoramic 3D, 360-degree view of the city of New Orleans. And you're indoors at that point. And you come out, one of the first things that hit me when you come off is that there are points of the compass on the ground. And as a New Orleanian, we don't do anything by points of the compass. You know, it's all towards uptown, downtown, by the lake, by the river, back of town if you've been around a while. But most New Orleanians aren't good with compass directions. And so for me, it was really great. So you come out and I think you're facing north. But one of the things that's amazing to me about that view is you're so high up, you have easily the best view in the city, but you can see the whole city laid out before you. You can see the Mississippi River. And the thing that was amazing to me is you can see the lake
yes.
and really get a sense of how small New Orleans is geographically pinched between the river and the
mm-hmm.
lake. What's that view like for you? What was it like the first time you saw it?
I cried. I mean, it just hit me as seeing the city that high up. and to see it all
yeah.
in one place, it's incredible. You know, then you're indoors.
Yeah.
And so you look around, and there are even little things, little descriptions on the walls on that floor mm-hmm. as well.
There's a lot in the architecture of the design of the installation, if you will. There's little bits everywhere you look. There's the compass on the ground. There are these, I'll ask you to describe them, but you go around the whole 360 degrees, the whole compass, but there are kind of stopping points, and there are these really cool, I guess, viewfinders. Viewfinders. I see what you did there. So tell the listener about those viewfinders.
When you point the viewfinder to the area that you're standing at, it'll give you a digital, a picture of what you are looking at, with little points in history of what's there. And if it might be drizzling or raining or cloudy, you will still get to see what you're looking at. And if it's a beautiful day like today, you definitely will be able to see
right.
past beyond what the viewfinder is showing you. And there's a little historical facts on that as well. Mm-hmm. But you tilt it, and there's several around that floor. And then there are points in on the wall that describe each Faubourg section of the city. We said Faubourg, and a lot of people don't use that term as much, but it's every section of our city, Gentilly and Uptown, and it's a little short description in English and Spanish and French about that part of the city that you are standing in. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of directional. It helps a lot with what you're looking at.
Yeah, there's a lot of good wayfinding tools. So these viewfinders, you're looking at essentially a 3D digital display, but if you are physically pointing it at a part of the city, the French Quarter, then what pops up is contextual. So you can see something about the French Quarter and tap on it, I think, and get a little bit more information. And as you walk around this observation deck, although it's inside, you have these different viewfinders, and you can point to different parts of the city. So you can see and get information about neighborhoods and historical places and districts and all that as you go around. So it's being brought to life as you look out the window, and then at the same time can get more information. There's a fun little thing where you are captaining a riverboat.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like a video game, but it gives you like real feedback. So there is an aspect. You're sitting here at least on one side of if you're looking at the Mississippi River from up here, you're looking at Algiers Point. And so the game, if you will, or the simulation is to take a river tanker or an ocean tanker, I guess, and get it around that bend. That's a pretty, and it's right. well, it's well done.
It's narrated by Lee Jackson, who's one of our local investors, equity partners okay. with the Four Seasons.
He does a great
yeah,
job.
Yeah, you have to get that barge safely to the dock.
Right.
And you know what happens if you don't.
And but he will fuss at you if you don't.
You can try as many times as you want. You know, my granddaughter came and she said, I'm not going to stop until our dock is safe. It took her four tries, but she was so excited to do it. And it was a lot of fun. And along the wall to the other side, now across from the windows, there's the whole history of the Mississippi River.
Yeah, from top to bottom and all the tributaries. Mm-hmm. I think it's something like 29 states, if I remember mm-hmm. right, touch a tributary of the Mississippi River or touch the Mississippi River. And as you wander around this circle looking at the city, you get the sense of that. There's also, I guess, in the ceiling, mm-hmm. there's more kind of continuing, it's not a digital display, but continuing that idea.
Photographs of the historic New Orleans. Through the years and everywhere you look, and you could spend days here.
There's a lot. There's a lot more than at first glance.
Yeah.
Because every time you look up or down, there's something there, which is really interesting. So then when you're done with that, particularly if it's a nice day like today, you get to come up to the 34th floor. And so this floor wasn't open to the public or accessible in any way when it was old, right? But now when you come up here, you come up and there's a little cafe that I'd like you to talk about, but then you also get to walk outside. And
this is really, really the jewel. It's the top of the Four Seasons Hotel and residences, but it's the top of the world. Right. You know, it's the top of New Orleans. And you can go outside, weather permitting, and walk and stay out there as long as you'd like to, as long as we're open.
Right.
And it's open. And take pictures. And they've been wedding, marriage proposals they've had. And we didn't mention it, but you can also have a special event at New Orleans. And, you do that by, going online and getting more information on that. But proposals and birthdays and celebrations and, of course, what's fireworks now that we have this open now. It's just, it's, and again, you're inside on the 34th floor, but then you're outside on the 34th floor.
Right.
So you really get all of the sights and the sounds and the smells of the city. And you do.
You can hear as the, if the river paddle wheeler's going by, you can hear the calliope playing. You can just hear the river traffic. It's pretty amazing. Again, you're looking at Algiers Point if you're looking out at the river. And when we were here yesterday checking out the space, there was a tanker coming around the bend and a tugboat, and at the same time one of the paddle wheelers. So you see all this river traffic navigating this really tight bend, and you have this just incredible view of it. You have a view of the Crescent City Connection, the bridges going across the Mississippi River. And when you go outside, it feels very comfortable. So if you are nervous about heights, or it's very, very large, thick glass or plexiglass windows that are much taller than you are, so you feel very safe. And it's not the kind of thing, like, you don't look straight down through your feet down. You're looking out just a little bit. I don't know. I sometimes get some problems with heights, and I thought it was fine. But you really can. We enjoyed so much just looking at the different parts of the city. The view down Canal Street is pretty amazing, right? Particularly as a native New Orleanian, you look down Canal Street, you could just see all the way out. It's a great place to take panoramic shots with your phone. We were doing that yesterday and having some fun with it. And again, being able to see that connection to Lake Pontchartrain, right? It really makes you see that the city's not that big, really. When you know, that distance between the river and the lake, it's just a couple miles.
Yeah, it really is.
I was telling you before we came on, a little bit sobering, I could see the London Avenue Canal, which is one of the canals that broke during Hurricane Katrina. But that's also, my parents' home was backed up to that canal. So I could literally see almost to exactly the, not quite the block, but just about where we live. Today, you could easily see Xavier University. That's pretty neat. And that's kind of a center point for me from where we live today. But you can look around and really pick out. You can pick out New Orleans East pretty easily. You can see the Intracoastal Waterway.
It's like watching a movie.
It's just laid out. It's pretty amazing. It's easily the highest view in the city that's accessible to the public. So you've been obviously coming in here since before it opened. What's it like as you walk out there? Does it ever get old to look out and see the city?
Oh, it never looks old. Never. Because there's always something moving. There's something going up. There's construction. And the riverfront is just bustling. And we have a lot of new attractions, as you mentioned before. So, and what we also would let someone know, that if you came in and if it looked a little cloudy, you can opt to come to the highest. You can come up to the 31st floor first if you'd like.
Oh.
And come to, you know, just check the weather and check the website, because sometimes the New Orleans is closed for a special event, and the website will let you know that day or whatever day it would be closed to the public.
Sure.
But if you come out, you can come up to the top first and you can go back and see the rest of it at your pace, and you can spend as much time as you like. There's no time frame on it for you if you want to spend the day, and you can, of course, get some lunch or a snack while you're here. And you can come back another day. A lot of people come back another day and go back and read and really pay attention to all of the details that are here.
Mm. And you mentioned food. So we're recording in a little cafe on the 34th floor. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, there's snacks, there's ice cream sandwiches, there's some gumbo, there's some red beans and rice.
Nice.
And in New Orleans, in true fashion, we have some wonderful daiquiris and some souvenir cups that you can get. But, and, you know, sensibly, of course. And, of course, you know, it would be for the adult visitors.
Of course. It's a nice addition to it, though. And taken together, the 33rd and the 34th floor, you get the same views, but you get the inside and the outside. Again, when you're inside, you get the additional documentation, if you will, with the VU finders and this information on the wall. And again, tracing the Mississippi River. The only other place I've seen like that a little bit is in Memphis. They have out on the Harbor Island, I think it's called, they have a depiction of the Mississippi River that you can walk through. But this is pretty neat to see how you can trace all the tributaries and the whole thing and kind of look for different cities that you know, or maybe where you're from or wherever it might be on the map, and kind of see how it ties in. Really well done. Again, as you mentioned, there's no pressure to hurry along. You can take as much time. We spent quite a bit of time up here on the 34th floor because, like today, it was a beautiful day. So it was really great. It must be amazing to see Mardi Gras from up here, I would imagine. If you guys are open at a time when there's a parade coming, you could go look down Canal Street. And you guys are open 7 days a week.
Yes, that's correct.
Unless there's a private event.
Right. Or maybe the weather might close the observation deck.
Sure.
But you're welcome to come into the second floor and the 34th floor. And it is open every day. And it's great for visitors, of course. And it's great for New Orleanians and anybody in the region, because it talks about the history of not just New Orleans, but music. I mean, New Orleans, it touches almost everything.
Yeah.
And it's intriguing to just read and be able to visually see. And we're a colorful city as it is already. So the visuals are just incredible.
Yeah. And we were talking again before we turned on the microphones. As I came in thinking about it as a local, as someone who's lived most of my life here in the city, I wondered, like, what would be worth it to me to do it? But in addition, the view alone is worth it. So if you are a local and you're wondering, the view and to get up here and see your city from this level is amazing. That alone is worth taking the time to come down here. But the things like the interactions with the characters and Chef Kevin and Poppy Tooker and the music, it's still, even though I know a lot of that stuff, it's still fun. I learned some things. Again, I was reminded about bounce, for instance, mm-hmm. as another genre coming out of New Orleans, music genre. It was really touching. I used to live very close to Alan Toussaint, and so to see him on screen, he was a customer of the mm-hmm. restaurant. He would mm-hmm. come in every Wednesday for stewed chicken. But to see him on screen, to hear his voice and read a little bit about him, there's plenty for a New Orleanian. And if you're a visitor, I think it's a great combination with so many things to do right down here. You're right on the river. You're right at the ferry terminal, so you can take a ferry ride over to Algiers Point. You can wander into the French Quarter for a muffalata, which is what we did yesterday. Mm-hmm. You have Sazerac House close by.
You have the aquarium.
Yep. Just a whole bunch of things, because you can spend as little time here or you could spend a couple hours here without feeling like you've run out of the experience. Particularly if you get into checking out all the different music and the different characters at the front. And again, I'm saying characters. I feel like there's a better word for that. But they're actors, but historical persons, mm-hmm. if you mm-hmm. will. You could easily, we spent probably an hour and a half, an hour and 45 minutes here yesterday. We would have spent a little longer. We had to go get the kids.
Yeah.
But there's that amount of stuff. So you can pair it with doing some other activities near here very easily. It's a beautiful location. Of course, you have the Four Seasons connected to it. So you could go next door and have a drink if you're, mm-hmm. right, if you're so inclined.
It's a good place.
Smiling to, so much.
It's a good place to start a visit to New Orleans, too.
Oh.
You don't have to, we're not saying don't visit anything else,
right.
But it's a good start because
yeah.
it will give you direction of where things are, and it'll point out things that you might not get to see, but you might hear about it. I mean, or read about it, uh-huh. or see it, or view it,
uh-huh.
and decide that you want to see more of that. So it's a good place to
That's
start.
Really
we like to say
point.
It's like the concierge point of your visit to
I
New
like
Orleans.
That.
Yeah,
yeah, it really is a. You won't find a better way to take in the city from above. Just the view, again, I keep saying it, but looking down at Algiers Point is pretty amazing. Algiers Point is a fun place to go visit, to go hop on the ferry right downstairs mm-hmm. and go across, and there's places to eat and drink over there, and there's a little musician's kind of walk of fame along the levee there. That's pretty neat. But to see it from this angle, it just, again, you understand that the city is called the Crescent City, mm-hmm. but you can see the Crescent from up here really clearly, and it's pretty moving to see it.
Mm-hmm.
You've been smiling the whole time, and that was the thing that hit me yesterday, was we were smiling the whole time.
It's
fun.
It's no pressure. You can purchase photos that are mm-hmm. taken of you and your family if you wish.
Right.
You know, if you wish. No pressure. But it's beautiful. You can take your own photos and, like I say, and post them. Encourage your family and friends to make this a stop. And I love the title of your show. It's
Thank
beyond
you.
Bourbon Street, but it's part of it, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that, you know, you leave it out, but, you know, you come and you see that there's more to New Orleans than that. But, of course, you know, it's all of it.
Yeah. And that's what this experience does give you, that there's a broad range. You guys do cover the kind of basics, I would say, that people think about when they think about New Orleans, but then you go several steps further. And it is, again, you mentioned at the start, I love history, so it comes easy to me. I get enthused about it. But if you don't, it's sort of a good whetting your appetite. Like, you can learn a little bit, and then you can dig deeper, and then maybe you could do other things in the city based on what you've seen here and you're interested in. So we did all this yesterday, and then we left, and we went and got muffaladas and pralines. So you can't get much more New Orleans than that. And those were two things that came up in the presentation here. Not the presentation, but as part of the experience here. The desserts and the muffaladas. And my wife was like, you know, I'm hungry for that. Let's go do that. So then you kind of leave this experience. And like you said, Karen, go and actually do some of the things that you've seen here.
That's great.
Yeah, it was really fun. And of course, it's not too far for 12th night. And it'll be carnival season. So it's a really neat, if you're coming in town for carnival, from Mardi Gras, come check it out. I think it's, again, gives you kind of a basis, a framework to what you're going to experience. And it's a lot of fun.
And we have a beautiful website.
Yes, you do have a beautiful.
NewOrleans.com that'll give you all the information about where to park, how much it is. And there's several different price ranges for veterans and Louisiana residents and children and school groups. And so we have thought about almost everything, but we just want everybody to come and experience it. I call it a must do.
Yeah, it's really great. And we'll put a link to that in the show notes, which will be over at beyondbourbonst.com/197. But we'll put a link to make it easy for people to get to the website. It is really great. The website has a lot of information. And again, if you're walking, it's easy to get to. If you're driving, if you're in the city, parking, you got to figure that out. So it's all explained there for you. It makes it real easy. So there's a couple parking options nearby. And again, if you're visiting and you're on foot, this is easy. It's right outside the French Quarter. Karen, thank you so much for sharing this.
Pleasure.
I'm excited again to be here for the second day in a row with gorgeous weather, and you get to look out and just see the city that we're so happy, so lucky to share this city. So thank you.
It's been a
pleasure. With that, I'm going to turn it over to my daughters to close us on out.
New episodes are available every other Wednesday. If you're enjoying the podcast, please share it with someone else who loves New Orleans as much as you do.
Until next time, laissez le bon temps rouler.
Thanks for listening to the Beyond Bourbon Street podcast. Find us anytime at beyondbourbonst.com.